Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and sit down, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Again, you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows through partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God, is worth.
and unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever. Amen.
Praise somebody. He's worthy of our praise. begin to worship his name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before him, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name, God.
Amen. Praise be to God. God of glory, you are light, and in you is no darkness at all. Thank you for your permeating glory and for sustaining this world and everything in it. Without your glory, sin would overtake and destroy all life and hope. Thank you that in Jesus Christ, your glory became flesh and dwelled among us, giving us an opportunity to see the glory of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you're listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Again, at 7 p.m., I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. So at this time, I will play another selection. And you can also call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Praise God.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
We
Amen. Praise the Lord. It is now time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Listen to Me Continually. Amen. Praise God. My scripture reading for this devotional message is coming from Psalms chapter 62, verse 8 in the New King James Version, where it says, Trust in him at all times, you people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Amen. My second scripture reading is coming from John chapter 8, verse 36, and it says, So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. My third scripture reading is coming from Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21. And it says, Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Praise be to God. And my fourth scripture reading is coming from John chapter 10, verse 27. And it says, My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Again, the title for this devotional message is Listen to Me Continually. I have much to communicate to you. So many people and situations in need of prayer. I am training you to set your mind on me more and more. Tuning out distractions through the help of my spirit. Walk with me in holy trust, responding to my initiative rather than trying to make things fit your plans. I died to set you free, and that includes freedom from compulsive planning. When your mind spins with a multitude of thoughts, you cannot hear my voice. A mind preoccupied with planning plans homage to the idol of control. Turning from this idolatry back to me, listen to me and live abundantly. Amen. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it was on to me. Praise be to God. God of glory, your voice is over the waters and your glory thunders throughout the land. Whom shall I fear but you? I ask you to intervene on my behalf when enemies seek to bring me down. Your glory is strong and mighty, like thunder and lightning. You see all my enemies and will protect me from them. Keep me from getting in the way of your glory by bringing prideful, trusting in my own strength or seeking revenge. As you deliver Joseph from the pit, not only once, but twice, deliver me God of glory, from the ill will of those who oppose me and stand against your truth. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, at this time, I will play another selection. And you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. I hope you enjoy this selection.
No need to fret, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Don't even let the enemy get the praise.
Keep on fighting, is always in control. We'll fight and make the plan.
God had a plan to make us all. Fill me up, God. Elohim, you are the living God. I lift up your name in praise and exaltation, for you are deserving of my highest admiration. In you is life. All that is living finds its existence from you. Without you, we have no life. Every animal, cell, flower, human being, every living thing receives its life from your own awesome and great Elohim Chamin. I praise your powerful life-giving name. Amen, amen, and amen. In Joshua 3 and 10 in the NIV, this is how you will know that the living God, Elohim, Chamin, is among you and that he will certainly drive out before you the Canaanites, Hivites, Perizzites, Gergesites, Amorites, and Jebusites. Amen. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection.
And answer me. You said, did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no words. and I don't deserve. Your glorious love is more than enough. What words could I use to explain? Forever I'll trust in your glorious love. Your glorious love. Like thunder, you said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said that the Lamb will cover me. Lord, I have no
I fall and I lose. from a darkest place. Let me in the richest way. New life, new thought, new swag. I know you wish you had. Took me out when you had the chance. But God redeemed me and he gave me a chance to unlock the gates of hell. Your tactics can't prevail. What my God got for me supersedes the enemy.
I've got it.
Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now at this time, I'm going to play a selection. And after this selection, I will get right into my word for this evening. Amen.
Humble cry.
Hear my heart cry.
Desperately wait.
Again.
every voice in this room. We have about another 15 seconds. I want you to open your mouth. We have sang for your glory. I will do anything. I wonder what type of praise you will give him until he releases his glory. Somebody raise up your hands and open your mouth now. Can I get somebody to cry out for God in this room? I'm only talking to those of you who are hungry for him. I'm only talking to those of you who are thirsty for him. Open up your mouth and begin to cry out for him.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My scripture for this message tonight is coming from Hebrews chapter 7. And we're going to read verses 23 through 28. Amen. That's Hebrews chapter 7, verses 23 through 28, and I am reading from the New Living Translation, praise God, where it says, and this chapter has to do Melchizedek is greater than Abraham, and this verse 15, Jesus is like Melchizedek. Amen. So Hebrews 7, 23 through 28, and it says, there were many priests under the old system, for death prevented them from remaining in office. But because Jesus lives forever, his priesthood lasts forever. Therefore, he is able once and forever to save those who come to God through him. He lives forever to intercede with God on their behalf. He is the kind of high priest we need because he is holy and blameless, unstained by sin. He has been set apart from sinners and has been given the highest place of honor in heaven. Unlike those other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices every day. They did this for their own sins first and then for the sins of the people. But Jesus did this once for all when he offered himself as the sacrifice for the people's sin. The law appointed high priests who were limited by human weakness, but after the law was given, God appointed his son with an oath, and his son has been made the perfect high priest forever. Amen, amen, and amen. So much is attributed to Jesus in this chapter that it might appear that there is nothing you need to do or can do to make salvation a reality for you. And that is true. Jesus has done it all. Nothing you can do, nothing you do can improve his work. Nothing you do adds to God's acceptance of Jesus' sacrifice. So how do the benefits of Jesus' sacrifice become yours? You accept the gift of salvation by faith, trusting entirely in Jesus for salvation. You can do that now through a simple prayer. Dear God, I trust in Jesus alone. Please forgive my sins through him and give me the eternal life secured by him. Amen. Praise be to God. The words of our text declare that Jesus Christ is alive from the dead. Phillips paraphrases the content of this verse as follows. This means that he can save fully and completely those who approach God through him, for he is always living to intercede on their behalf. Amen. We meet today in this house dedicated to worship because of our faith that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, conquering death, sin, and the grave. Christianity is the faith that claims a living founder. Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem and died on a cross outside the walls of Jerusalem. Jesus Christ conquered death and gave death and the grave and ascended back to the Father. By his Spirit, he is present everywhere in the hearts of those who trust him and love him. Christianity is good news about the Son of God who came, lived, died, and conquered death and continue to live. Our great salvation is made possible and certain by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Dr. Robert G. Lee has a great sermon titled, The World's Blackest Assumption. And in that sermon, he declared that if Christ be not raised, the church has no message for the world. Amen? The Christian has nothing to believe. Christians, witnesses, are telling falsehoods about God. Our individual faith is an empty, lifeless shell, and tragedy of tragedies, we are still in our sins. Paul declared that our salvation is based on our belief in the fact that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, and that he was raised from the dead on the third day according to the scripture. So turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And we are going to read verses 3 through 8. Amen. I pass on to you what was most important and what had also been passed on to me. Christ died for our sins, just as the scripture says. He was buried, and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the scripture said. He was seen by Peter, and then by the 12. After that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers. At one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he was seen by James, and later by all the apostles. Last of all, as though I had been born at the wrong time, I also saw him. Amen. So you see, there will always be people who say that Jesus did not rise from the dead. Paul assures us that many people saw Jesus after his resurrection. Peter, the 12 apostles, more than 500 Christian believers, most of whom were still alive when Paul wrote this. Although some had died, James, Jesus' half-brother, all the apostles, and finally, Paul himself. The resurrection is a historical fact. Don't be discouraged by doubters who deny the resurrection. Be filled with hope because of the knowledge that one day you and I, they, will see the living proof when Christ returns. Amen? Praise be to God. Praise, praise God. So, if Christ be not risen, then those who have fallen asleep in Jesus Christ are perished. If Jesus Christ be not risen, we are to be pitied because we are living and building our life on an illusion. Christianity is based on the faith that Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead as the first fruits from among the dead. Let us pray. Holy Father, we come tonight to thank you and to praise you for the gift of your love to us revealed supremely in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the presence of the living Christ in the person of the Holy Spirit in our midst today, tonight. Help us to have the faith to recognize and to respond to his presence. Help us to open our lives fully, not only to his survivalness, but to his sovereignty. We bring gifts as expressions of our love and as indication of our faith and hope that all people everywhere shall come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. In his name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. My text for this message this evening is coming from Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, from the RSV Bible. And it says, consequently, he is able for all time to save those who draw near to God through him, since he always lived to make intercessions for them. Praise be to God. And my title for this message is The Resurrection and Our Great Salvation. To God be the glory. Tonight my message is very short and right to the point. The resurrection vindicates Jesus of Nazareth as being God's unique son. And during his life and ministry, Jesus revealed his unique person, not only by the marvelous words that fell from his lips, but by the miraculous work that came from his hands and from his words. He talked as man had never spoken before. His disciples came to believe that he was more than just a man and more. Praise be to God. Than just a prophet. His disciples believed that he became His disciples came to believe that he was more than just a man and more than just a prophet. Peter spoke for them in his remarkable confession of faith, in which he expressed his belief that Jesus was the Son of God. In Matthew 16:16, it was the resurrection of Jesus Christ that dramatically declared Jesus to be the unique Son of God. Amen. Praise be to God. The resurrection of Christ declares the crucifixion to be a revelation of divine love for sinners rather than just a horrible execution. For the apostles, the death of Jesus was a personal catastrophe, a public disgrace, and a political disappointment. For the Father God, it was the revealing of his suffering love and his redeeming power to save sinners from the consequences of their sins. It was through the doorway of the empty tomb that the apostles were able to visualize the cross as the instrument of God's redeeming love. Had there been no resurrection, the death of Jesus Christ would never have been understood as a revelation of the great love of God for sinners. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The death of Christ, of Jesus Christ for sin was a once for all substitutionary sacrifice that covers our sin debts. 1 Peter 3:18. Praise God. The resurrection gives us an intercession in the presence of God. Jesus Christ, our great high priest, has entered into the most holy place with his own sacrificial death as an atonement for our sins. John, in his first epistle, wrote to encourage believers not to live a life of sin. He said in 1 John 2:1-2, in the RSV, "My little children, I am writing this to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the expiation for our sin. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. All of us need the ministry of this divine advocate. Praise God, praise God. We all need him. The resurrection gave to the believers a living Lord and companion. Jesus began his ministry by saying, "Follow me." He continues to extend that invitation. Amen. To God be the glory. This living Lord walked and talked with his disciples. He taught them and showed them how they could become makers of disciples. He continues to lead us in helping others to become disciples. Jesus instructed his disciples that they were to teach new disciples to obey his commandments and to follow his example. Jesus Christ, the living Lord, continues this same ministry and wants to assist us as we seek to help others. Praise be to God. You see, to God be the glory. Observe the description of the personal holiness of Christ. He is free from all habits or principles of sin, not having the least disposition to it in his nature. No sin dwells in him, not the least sinful inclination. though such dwells in the best of Christians, he is harmless, free from all actual transgression. He did no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth. He is undefiled. It is hard to keep ourselves pure, so as not to partake the guilt of other men's sins, but none need be dismayed. Oh, who come to God in the name of his beloved Son, let them be assured that he will deliver them in the time of trial and suffering, in the time of prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment. Amen. And my conclusion for this message is, yes, Jesus Christ is alive. He walks the road of life with us today as he did with his two disciples on the road to Emmaus. He comes to us in prayer closet. He comes to us in the place of worship. He comes to us in the needs of those about us. If you have never yet trusted him as Savior, he comes today to knock at your heart's door. Let him come in as Savior and Lord and teacher and friend. As the living Lord comes to communicate himself to you, let him walk with you along the road of life. Go with him as he leads in the good way. Amen. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it was to me. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do to accept him is to repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me to obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you got to do is to ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you to a good Bible teaching church. Amen. To God be the glory. My benediction for tonight is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And at this time, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you. Until we meet again on Tuesday at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., our very own Barbara Amore will be here with our lesson in, praise God, we'll be here with in our lesson, we'll be here with our lesson in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. Amen. So we will not be broadcasting tomorrow. So we will be back on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. So God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. And may God watch over each and every one of you and guide you in the way that he would have you to go. Good night, everyone. We love you and thank you for tuning in to Pray One for Another. At this time, I'm going to play a selection by Rob and Aura, which is entitled Rise. Good night. We love you. Shalom.
Jesus is calling you. Oh. Thank you. forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me. As I once again follow you, I thank you, Lord.
You better not spit up on my floor.